Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Adirtach, everyone. You can respond, goodbye. Hakar Satov, to begin with, always for every shir, two thank yous to the Feldman family, Sherry and Richard, for sponsoring tonight's shir in honor of Rabbi Kalish, Shlita, and Acharon Chaviva to Tamara Feldman for sponsoring tonight's shir, in honor of Rabbi Kalish, and for being the gesher, the bridge that got us here tonight. Tamara did all of the legwork, going back and forth with the Rav, and arranging the time and the date, and finding the right balance. Thank you so, so much. Really appreciate it. I have a son who is a lot taller than me. Now he has a full beard. He is learning in Mevat Seret Zion and Eretz Yisrael. And over the course of the year, he had told me about, like, I don't know, 50 to 60 speakers that have come. Rosh Yeshiva, different speakers, different topics about Israel, of course, this year especially. And oftentimes he will leave me a voice note, or he will leave me an email or some kind of a note to tell me what the speaker spoke about, what Shilas, Posek, addressed, whatever it would be. About a week before Rabbi Kalish Shlita was going to come to the yeshiva, my son told me, I heard about this Rav who is dynamic, he's inspirational, transformative, all of those amazing words that we use, hopefully seldom. And I said, great, I want to hear about it afterwards. And I expected to hear from Yehuda about the topic of the shir. He left me like a 3-minute voice note. I'm not sure what the shir was even about, to be honest. It's not because the Rav didn't give Divrei Torah. I'm going to tell you why. All Yehuda could say about it, before he spoke about on Erev Shabbos, I heard about the shir. But the whole voice note is just about one thing and one thing only. Yehuda said, before Rav Kalish Shlita spoke, he first went around the Beis Medrash and shook every boy's hand and asked what their name was. Felt such a warmth. Just that alone, he was just blown away with. He could not understand. Somebody who's new to the yeshiva, running in and out of yeshivos and seminaries to speak, taking a moment to introduce himself to every Talmud, showing care, concern, connection, he was just blown away. We are so blessed tonight to have in our midst, among us, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rav, who's known for, of course, incredibly inspiring shmuzin, Divrei Torah, for leading a very unique and special yeshiva, She'ein Nedome, to anything else I've ever heard of, really, ever. But perhaps most importantly, our theme this year, Shavuos, in the shul, is Yachad Ninatzayach. As the mantra has gone the last few months, together we will win. I couldn't think of anybody to introduce that theme than Rav Kalish Shlita. He's somebody who really understands what it means to care and connect with every single Jew, no matter who they are or where they come from. He personifies the idea and the ideal of what it means to be ma'achid, to bring people together. And he believes in the unity of Klal Yisrael. It is such a kavod, and it'll be truly transformative tonight to hear Divrei Torah from Rav Kalish Shlita. Please rise, lechvod HaTorah.
First of all, thank you so much to Rai Galler for your kind words. I appreciate you having me share Divrei Torah tonight, to be here tonight to share Divrei Torah. And that's the first thing I wanted to express. I wanted to express as well a thank you to Mr. Feldman for having me and for hosting me tonight. I thank you for having me a lot. Tamara is somebody who was the cause. I came in, it's a busy time, Baruch Hashem, but I wanted to learn Torah together with her and together with the tzibur that she arranged. She's an incredible person. Before Simchas Torah, I would call her a tzadekes. Now I say she's a yid. She's a yid. She's her sincerity, her want for divrei Torah, her appreciation for yidden is remarkable. And I would come in to learn with her and her father and a few friends. I didn't know if there'd be seven people there tonight. It's not the numbers, but to be here with somebody who's a sincere and authentic yid, who loves yidden, who loves divrei Torah, and I really thank her for organizing this and for inviting me. Since Simchas Torah, the words that have resonated a lot by me, we're all saying a lot of Tehillim, our entire people, since Simchas Torah. And words that resonate a lot by me are Keli Ata Vaydeka Leikaya Reimemeka. That these two experiences that a Yid is shayach to, absorbing the kindness of Hashem, Keli Ata Vaydeka, Hashem, thank you. And the absorption of the kindness of Hashem, feeling and experiencing that Hashem is into us. The words Hashem loves us are very difficult words because it's not enough. If somebody says, I love you, if you don't feel it, it doesn't mean anything. Keliyata Vaydeka means that we're capable in our lives of experiencing the love of Hashem, of absorbing and feeling Hashem's into me. Both Kol Yachid V'Yachid, and both us as a people. And we're a nation that says, Keli Ata Vaydeka, we feel your kindness, Hashem. We absorb and recognize that you're into us, that you have a special and profound love for our people and for us and me and you. Eleikaya Reimemeka. And then there are things that are difficult. And then there are things, Eleikai is Midas Adin. And things happen that we don't understand. In the words of the Netziv, you are miraimem mikol machshava. You are smarter than us. And I accept and understand you're smarter. Emunah, faith. And since Simchas Torah, our people both recognize there's been a tremendous sense of I'm a yid and it means something. A sense of pride, we are yidden. And a sense Hashem is into us, and we've absorbed much joy, many good things, and we've seen Eloikai Reimemeka, tremendous, tremendous faith to difficult and things that seem very, very bad and very difficult. It's really a joy to come tonight after Shabbos. We all heard the Besura of four Yidden being freed. It was all of us, our collective people, heard this news of four Yidden being freed. It was exhilarating. I know in Yeshiva it was just an explosion after an emotional. It was a Shabbos that was an afruf to a dorm council who had been there for 4 years. It was an exciting Shabbos. And then Maitzei Shabbos, we heard the Besura of four Yidden who were freed and returned home to their families. And it's something that Keli Ata Vaydeka, the Nisim, the tremendous Nisei Hashem, the Ashkocha for Kol Yachid, for each and every individual, the tremendous appreciation to Yidden that are Maisa Nefesh, that are giving up their lives and risking their lives to protect and help other Yidden. And to see four Yidden being brought home was exhilarating for our whole nation. And we express Keli Ata Vaydeka. Tremendous thank you to Hashem to get together tonight and not to express that thank you and to feel that thank you and to feel the excitement. Each Yid returns home and each Yid who's back home. All of us want to go to Eretz Yisrael and just give a hug to each of the return. We just have to rely on shluchim, people that are there to welcome home each person, to welcome back each person. Each Yid is wanted by us. We want them home. We want them by us. And continuing to pray and daven, Eloikai Reimemeka, continuing to have faith. They're captives yet still in prison, and balancing these two aspects that Yidden live with. the appreciation of the kindness of Hashem, and the faith amidst difficult times, amidst difficult things, that continue aloi kayaroi memeka, the deep faith that exists for a yid. I do want to sing it together in a little bit. Maybe at the end we'll sing Keliata Vaideka, Le Kaira Mecca. I'd love to sing those words. I feel it's like words that are so precious and so important to us always and specifically now. So perhaps after we learn some Torah, we'll sing those words. But I wanted to express those words that are important words to our people. There have been many shailas over these months, many questions. Many of us have questions of what's appropriate and not appropriate. During these days, we've had Yamim Tovim. We've had personal family simchas, an afrof this Shabbos, all different occasions that we've shared as a people. And many shailas become, how do I celebrate? We have prisoners. What does it look like? What does it look like, the celebration of all the, and these are valid questions, worthy of thought, worthy of contemplation. But it's important to me, it's extremely important to say, if somebody has a neighbor or somebody that they don't feel a kesher to, perhaps it's a different nationality, and we certainly respect all human beings, chaviv and adam, every person's precious. But you might not feel such an affinity, such a closeness down the block. There's somebody, a different nationality, who you respect and appreciate, but you don't feel so tight with. So it becomes a good question. You're making a family party. What does it look like? Some sense you have to have, after all. You can't just ignore the person down the block is going through an experience. So that becomes like a serious question and something to contemplate. And one figures these things out. There's an etiquette. There's a social etiquette. Somebody makes some cheshbon, some thought. When a person in their own family goes through a tzara and a semcha, it's not a real question. The joy is real and the sorrow is real. The pain and difficulty is real, as is the semcha. I went to be Menachem Avil, a yid who lost his precious daughter, a holy girl. And at the Avelus, I went in. He has a child in yeshiva by us who's soaring, who's growing, who's developing. At this house of mourning, a house that was very, very present, this yid said, I'm full of so much joy at the success of this child of mine. There was no worry how much joy. The sadness, the difficulty is very, very real, as is the joy. It's not such a serious question to any mishpacha. We've all been to chasnas, where somebody, a family's going through something, they celebrate the chasna full as they feel the difficulty. These words are a rallying cry of our people. It's always been that way. In difficult situations, in difficult times, we've celebrated Yom Tov. We've celebrated happy occasions. Keli Ata Vaideka. We're a nation that's able at all times to absorb the kindness of Hashem, to feel it, to experience it. Pesach was Pesach. Shavuos will be Shavuos. Because we're going to absorb the kindness of Hashem, that we're a people as a whole and kol yachid b'frat, who Hashem wants, who Hashem loves, who Hashem appreciates and wants the avoid of each and every one of us. Keliyata v'ideka is something we will always absorb under all conditions. And while we're saying that and feeling that elikai, we're capable of understanding midas hadin aray memeka v'maray memyu. We have emunah, we have a faith. We cry, we grieve, we scream, we worry. But our mimeka, all with a sense, we're fully aware that Hashem is meroimim mikol machshava, that we're in good hands. And so all the range of emotions with a tremendous faith. I'm not lecturing to anybody here about this. I'm reporting what I see in our incredible people. anybody watching Am Yisrael over this period, we're not a normal people. A people fall apart. Our people are rising. A people, even amidst difficulty, all different types of reactions, we're seeing a people strengthen themselves. More pride in being a Yid, more unity, more Achdus Yisrael. So those words are important words for us always and specifically now. When Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Har Sinai, and he's going up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, so the Gemara speaks about some confrontation with the angels. The Medrash is more Meirich. The Medrash speaks about a fascinating confrontation where the angels try to attack. They were right, Lefkaya b'Moshe as the Lashon. They wanted to engage in some violent way with Moshe Rabbeinu. The angels protest. No way he's getting the Torah. The Medrash goes on to say that Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu's face klaster panav shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's face was made to look like Avram Avinu. Hashem made Moshe, he was a descendant of Avram Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's face started looking like Avram Avinu. Hashem turns to the angels and said, you're going to start up with this one? Are you not humbled in front of this man? You went to his house and he fed you? And the angels back away. And Hashem turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, I'm giving you the Torah b'schus Avram. That's this cryptic chazal that I want to study tonight. I want to start, what is this, our fascination with the world of the angels? It's interesting, every Shabbos Kodesh, we come home, Shabbos, we come home and we greet angels. Shalom Aleichem, Alachei Asharis. Yidden across the world greet angels. What is our deal with angels? Let's say you don't believe in angels. Are you a bad Yid? What's this deal with angels? We have Taryag Mitzvahs. We have Hashem. Is Klal Yisrael busy with angels? I didn't see it inside. I saw it quoted that the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says that the reason in the Beis HaMikdash we have two kruvim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the holiest place on earth, we have on top of the Aron Kodesh, we have two kruvim. The Rambam says that is to affirm our belief in angels. Shabbos, angels. Beis HaMikdash, angels. Kabbalah Satorah, angels. We come to receive the Torah, and the angels protest. Every single day, Yidden say Kriya Shema. Before we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're busy with angels again. Chula Mekablam Aleim O Malcha Shemayim. We are lengthy and we speak about the angelic Kabbalas O Malcha Shemayim. What are we so busy with angels? What is this? What does it have to do with our world? It's too much. It's so involved. It's not something we typically think about day to day. It's not something, think about anybody. Think about our children. Do you talk to your kids a lot about angels? It almost seems foreign to us. Yet when you look at Yiddishkeit carefully, the angelic world is very there. What is that? Anybody says Shiurim, do you talk much about angels? There's Malach Gavriel, it's mentioned. What is this world of the angels that we speak about? Shema Yisrael, basic. Every Yid, Shema, first we speak about the angelic reciting of Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim. Shabbos, let's greet the angels. Beis HaMikdash, Kruvim, Holy of Holies, the angels. We came to receive the Torah. Guess who was there? Ready to fight Moshe Rabbeinu, protesting and involved in the sugya of Kabbalah Satorah, the angels. Shabbos. Shabbos in yeshiva is very, very interesting. Avi's here, could testify. We just came from a Shabbos, it's otherworldly. A lady, a husband and wife were there, yidden in their 50s. The wife said to me, an honest person, that was the nicest Shabbos in my life. That was the nicest Shabbos in my life. It was an afruf for a person who gave 4 years to yeshiva. The singing Friday night Einig went till 4 a.m. Very, very lofty. Very lofty. There was two students from YU came for Shabbos, B'nai Torah, Talmid HaChamim. It was Nifla. The Shabbos was otherworldly. In the middle of this whole Shabbos, there are Bachrim, a 10th grader, is sitting in his dorm, and maybe behind his dorm, doing who knows what, and he has no connection to the Shabbos that's happening right next to him. None. Zero. He'll walk in for a few minutes of the suit, then go back to his room. And I had a thought to myself this morning, after such a Shabbos, should I go to that youngster and tell him about the Shabbos? I don't want to shame him. I don't want to say, you know what you missed? You know what you weren't part of? I don't want to bring him shame that will move him further from such a Shabbos. And I don't blame him one iota. He missed such a Shabbos. He is not capable. He's in a lot of pain. He's been through a lot. He cannot plug into such a Shabbos. So I thought a long time, should I tell him or not? And I decided to describe the Shabbos to him. That was inches. He was feet away. He did not touch, not one song. We sang till 4 a.m. 150 guys, people exactly like him, sang with dveikus, with love, with humanness, friendship, connection. We sat together and enjoyed Suda Shabbos, Divrei Torah, friendship, camaraderie, nifla. I decided to explain it to him, but I thought to myself, I don't want any shame. And I wanted him to know I understand. I sat with two youngsters and explained to each one individually and very carefully that you did what you needed to do this Shabbos. And I am not telling it to you to judge you in the slightest. I only want you to be aware of something that you're shayach to and something that you will plug into when you're ready and only when you're ready. But I want you to be aware of it. The angelic world, the world of angels, means that there's a place of honesty and truth and relationship to Hashem that's a developed world. Us humans have a fascinating possibility to disconnect from reality. We're good at that, very good at that. There are times people go through, I've seen this in schools where somebody will get up and say to students in a school, they'll go through, Rahmanul Itzlan, a tragedy. Somebody will say, I'm so proud you're all functioning and moving forward. I don't like when that's said, I don't like fake. Because that's easy. Us humans are very capable of not feeling. We're good at that. We're good at that, humans. And that's not necessarily a quality. Even stories of Gedolim who went through loss and functioned have to be explained that they were feelers and it wasn't coming from that place of some sort of cognitive dissonance where they just ignored truth. Because humans are very good at that. We have a capacity handed by Hashem. We can plug into reality and we can ignore our own realities, our own humanness, our own insecurities, our own fears. We're good at ignoring and pretending and living as if it's not. And then we have the possibility of plugging into truth, of feeling, of experiencing, of being present. We're in a generation that's midah is honesty. There's an allergy today to hypocrisy. And there's a tremendous want for truth, for that which is authentic, which that which is deep, that which is just the truth. The angels live in a world where the existence of Hashem, they have no choice but to live the truth. And they live knowing there's Hashem. And the truth's about a world of service of Hashem. That's the angelic world. And a human being has options. He every once in a while bumps into the angelic world. He visits the Beis HaMikdash and their Kruvim there. He enters Shabbos Kodesh and he says Shalom Aleichem to the angels that always live with the truth of Hashem. And the Yid, he or she, enters Shabbos, says Shalom Aleichem to the angels that are always there. They have no choice but to be there. And the Yid enters and exits. The Yid of choice, and who has to find something and uncover a truth and apply himself or herself to a truth, the Yid visits there. I love that there's a world of angels, because it's true. There's a world and a whole part that live with Hashem, a developed world that's there with Hashem, with the knowledge of that which is true. And then you have us frail human beings who focus and lose focus, who remember and forget, who grow and who fall. Human beings who sometimes pray and we're like, Hashem, could we please free the hostages? And often space out and sit in prayer wondering when we can get out of shul. We're human beings and we have frailty of the human being. And the one Hashem wants is the human being. Avisa Sehila, the prayer I want is the prayer of the human, the frail human. That is who Hashem wants. And Kabbalah Satira, the angels protested. They said, you're giving Tyra to who? They were Pagea, and the angel said, a world Tyra is a world of intimacy with Hashem, a world of connection to Hashem. You're giving it to them? How is such a physical being? How is a being who's so miglushim, who's so forgetful, who's so frail, who's so human and so confused and lost, how in the world are they going to live with Tyra, a world of honest and sincere service to Hashem? And the angels protest. They actually want to physically attack Moshe. This is crazy. So what's the answer to the angels? So how does a human being connect to the world of truth? We have so many blockages, so many disturbances, so many things that make us forget. How does a human being connect to Tyre? And that is the protest of the angels. And Hashem has Moshe Rabbeinu's face turn klaster panav, looks like Avram Avinu. And that is what I want to share tonight in a shul that Rav Galler expressed. The theme is biyachad ninatzeach, together, the theme of Shavuos in this holy makom Tyre. Together, biyachad ninatzeach, I want to express, we are by the mountain now. Yiddishkeit does not talk about history. We're not, my dahava have it, what was. Now we're by the mountain, right now. These are spiritual realities, right now. We're preparing for Kabbalah Satir. The fact that it physically happened was a gift. By the way, the Avos and Imos celebrated now the same way we celebrate now. They had Shavuos. Just the sophisticated truth, they celebrated Pesach. We never left Egypt. Please understand that everything that was true about Pesach was true before we left Mitzrayim. Hashem in his kindness had spiritual truths come out in our physical world, but it was true before we left. We left because of a spiritual truth that existed always. And these are days, we're standing in days of unity. Vayichan sham Yisrael ke'ish echad b'lev echad. The preparation for Kabbalah Satir is unity. I'd like to try to explain that. The preparation for Kabbalah Satir is exactly the gathering we have tonight. Yidden coming together and being together. Yidden from here, from there, from Connecticut, from Long Island. I saw the Islander Stadium. I grew up an Islander fan. Mike Bossy scoring goals, Brian Trotch. I grew up right going to the stadium. It wasn't this stadium, but I passed it on the way. And right here, a bunch of Yidden, right here, a bunch of Yidden gathering is the exact hachana for Kabbalah Satira. I'd like to explain. I'd like to explain, what did Hashem do? He makes Moshe Rabbeinu's face look like Avram to the pressing question of the angels who say this frail human who gets distracted, who has temptations, who just a human, and they're going to plug into a world of Torah, into a world of serving Hashem. The angels are skeptical. And the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu's face looks like Avram Avinu. Klaster panav zdei mel Avram. And Hashem then turns to Moshe and says, understand, you're only getting Torah because of Avram Avinu. I'd like to explain what's happening. What Hashem is saying is follows, and the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedland, the Mashkiach of Panovich, Zatzal, he explained it as follows. Chesed, a Yid engaged, the start of our people, Moshe Rabbeinu's father was Avram also. That's how his face was able to look like Avram. We all have a piece of Avram inside of us. The Maral says, Mogein Avram, Hashem is the shield of Avram, means Hashem protects that piece of Avram that exists in all his children. And Avram Avinu was miyaseid our people, started the Yid, the Shirish, the deepest Shirish in a Yid is chesed, is kindness to the next person. This Shabbos, this past Shabbos, was an afruf of a dorm counselor. The guy gave 4 years of his life, many, many nights, up to 4 or 5 in the morning, dealing with many, many difficult situations, day and night working to help others. And I've watched this phenomenon. It becomes a shaila. Should a guy, typically a guy his age, would be in yeshiva somewhere. He is up to crazy hours, and it's 5 full-time jobs. He's in charge of 60, 70, a dorm of 70 youngsters. This particular dorm counselor was in a more Lebedik dorm. He was in charge of for 4 years. Now, I've watched this phenomenon. I've watched lives change. He completely changed. He was good when he started. A complete elevation of a human being. And the Sifsei Chaim explains that chesed transforms a person. It accesses us to our soul. Kindness. We have a neshama in each of us that all it wants to do is give. It is godly. The soul wants to give. It's a chelak elaka mimal mamish. It's a piece of Hashem. Hashem's a mativ. The neshama thrives and desires to give and share and build and encourage and uplift. That's what the neshama wants. We have blockages to embrace chesed. Now, we can't just bully ourselves. I'm not talking about just doing chesed. We can move further from accessing. Chesed is a place inside of us. Chesed is a profound place. And we have blockages. And there's many bad versions of chesed. If one isn't careful, chesed le'umim chatas. There are bad versions of chesed, many. But if we can plug into a deep place of kindness, one of the simanim is avas chesed, a love of kindness, that we really are thinking about somebody else and really seeing another person's perspective and really caring and sharing in a beautiful, in a way, not in a selfish way, but in a deep and kind and caring way, you are accessing the deepest place inside of you. And the answer that Hashem told the angels, who said a human being, Torah Lishma, Klaster Panav Shel Avram Avinu, said you ate by this man and the angels backed away. You experienced the kindness of Avram Avinu. You experienced the power, somebody who plugged into their soul, who found a deep place to give to another person. Kindness. Kindness. We sat at our Sinai, Ke'ish echad b'lev echad, there was room for every single person. There was room for the next person. There's a journey to kindness. You can't be kind, we'll have many blockages. I'm not talking about just the kindness that we just fight through, study, see, why does this person frustrate me? What's hitting in me? What's blocking? What do I not like about me that is causing me not to see good in another? The journey to kindness is a journey of learning our own greatness. Soul. We're neshamas, big neshamas. That's a truth. Very big souls, each and every one of us. Very big mission of Kiddush Shamayim, each and every one of us. When we, in our journey to chesed, we learn self-acceptance, our own importance. That's what we'll need to see good in each and every person. To see tremendous things in every person. The Chassan was a very honest guy. He spoke Shalosh Shodis. And he described in a brutally honest speech that with no, he was not exaggerating. He was walking away from a place that he poured 4 years of life into. And he said, I promise in every single day, a guy could be drunk 3 a.m. and threatening my life. I promise you, I saw life-changing things. He said, more than any Rebbe. I want to thank my Rebbe. I learned more from that guy. I learned real things, life-changing things. People have a lot. The world of chesed, you can access tremendous things. I want to ask Akasha. I told this to a few friends in yeshiva. I've never said this, Akasha, publicly. If you research Rus, we're going to read the story of Rus on Shavuos. It's no coincidence. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satira. Rus is the Sefer of kindness. It's called the Sefer of Chesed. And the way a Yid accesses his own soul is through kindness, through making room for another. I have a question. One of the kindnesses that's spoken about in Megillas Rus is Rus's kindness to her mother-in-law, Naomi. Rus, the Gemara in Saita tells us, was the daughter of Eglon. Her father was a king. They were extremely wealthy. And in this incredible act of kindness, she joins up her mother-in-law, Naomi, a astute, penniless lady, and she goes with her. And that was an act of kindness. Rishonim speak about the kindness of Rus. Rus's very name is Rus, is that she saw Naomi. Now what I ask, she saw Naomi, the Pashup Shat, is Rus was blown away by her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law was a tzaddikus. Her mother-in-law was wildly inspirational. And she followed the tzaddikus. So what's happening here? Mitzad Echad Rishainim, call it an act of kindness to her mother. Was it kindness to her mother-in-law that Nebuch, this poor lady who lost her husband, who was penniless, and Rus, who's from Kings, Rus, who's wealthy, Rus, who can go back home and have it all, chooses to go with her mother-in-law, her penniless mother-in-law? Is that the story? Or is the story of Rus being blown away by one of the greats of the world, Naomi, one of the great Nashim Tzidkaniyos, and in an act of tremendous L'shem Shamayim, blown away by greatness, she chooses Naomi. What's the story? And the answer is it's one and the same. Kindliness is to notice and make room for somebody else. Rus's kindness allowed her to see Naomi, and then boy did she see. Then boy did she see. Somebody asked me, we're all celebrating the storm counselor. He's amazed by people. He's blown away by every guy in the dorm, so it's easy for him to do what he does. But that is actually the deepest place of kindness. That's what we're accessing. Kindness doesn't mean the kindness of Goyim is a kindness to be nice to other Nebuchs. Find the Nebuch, find the one who is incapable and be nice. The kindliness of a Yid is to access your soul and to be blown away by the next person. Avram Avinu, his first midah is ayin tov, good eyesight. He's blown away by people. The deepest kindness, Rus's kindness that she made room for her mother-in-law, allowed her to be blown away by her mother-in-law, allowed her to experience godless, tremendous greatness that changed Russ's life. It's one and the same. And the path to Kabbalah Satira for a Yid is Chesed. That's the start, is Chesed. We were Zaycha, the Ramban explains, Kabbalah Satira was this moment of tremendous closeness to Hashem. And the Ramban explains that it turns into the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the place of Ashras HaShchina, was an extension of Kabbalah Satira. Kabbalah Satira is a Yid's intimacy with Hashem. Each Yid learning Torah, living Torah, connection to Hashem. We want to keep that. And Hashem makes a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. That's an extension of the moment of Kabbalah Satira, the Ramban explains. Well, the Mishkan, that's an extension of Kabbalah Satira, the place that Hashem resides. The Mishkan had a central beam. It's called the Briach HaTichon. The central beam. Of course, the central beam came from Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us that Yaakov brought to Mitzrayim a beams. He brought cedar trees, and we took out the cedar trees of Yaakov Avinu, and it became the Briach HaTichon, the central beam of the Mishkan, supporting the Ramban, who says that the Torah, our connection to Torah, our connection to Hashem, creates the place of Ashras HaShchina, creates the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. So the central beam is the beam that Yaakov, the Av, who's Ishtam Yoshev Olam, brought to Mitzrayim. It comes out and it becomes the central beam. Where did Yaakov get that beam from? So the Yerushalmi tells us a secret, that before Yaakov Avinu went to Mitzrayim, he goes to Be'er Sheva. Inexplicably, before he heads to Mitzrayim, he goes to Be'er Sheva. And the Yerushalmi tells us that he went to Be'er Sheva to pick up Eshel Avram, the trees of Avram. So if you follow history, Avram's trees are claimed by Yaakov, brings to Mitzrayim, the Yidden bring them out, and it becomes the central beam in the Mishkan. To say that, what are we talking to explain it in our language? That the kindness of Avram becomes a connection to God. Avram Avinu's chesed becomes ultimately the Briach HaTichon, the Mishkan. A Yid's path to closeness to Hashem. It is difficult to live with Hashem in honesty. It's difficult. We're human. We're frail. We have distractions. To enter a world of truth and sincerity is hard. You know how to get there? Through kindness. Notice another person. Make room for another person. Where we get past our manias, our ritzinus, the different blockages, and we notice another person, it is there that there's room for Hashem. Chesed is the path of a Yid to a kesher to Hashem. And as such, unity of Klal Yisrael, making room for other Yidden, caring about other Yidden, thinking about other Yidden is a Yid's path to a kesher with Hashem. That is the introduction to Kabbalah Satira. These days of Kabbalah Satira, the days that we're in right now of the Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah, the days we've already come to the Har Sinai, what a Yid is working on is this unity, this Achdus Yisrael, making room for another Yid. It's incredible times. We're living in difficult times, but we're finding our nation come together. We're all praying because there's some Yidden underground, because they're Yidden being held by the enemy, held by other people. What we're all praying is Yidden should be returned back to us. We have a very specific task. Yidden by us are safe. Yidden by us are respected. Who amongst us doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael now to give a hug to these four hostages returned? Well, guess what? We have Yidden by us. There's a Yidden Yershul. Go give him a hug. Give that Yid a hug. There's a Yid who may not be recognized, who may not get a lot of aliyahs, who may not even come to shul. All of our nation is thinking about other Yidden. Pull in, include, bond, and connect. We have Yidden who are in hands that aren't safe, but by us a Yid is safe. By us a Yid is wanted. By us a Yid is recognized. By us a Yid is taken care of. So this idea, this preparation for Kabbalah Satira, a people that were able to be large and big and incorporate others. We have many shittas in Klal Yisrael. We have different types. Nobody, when you get up and you ask for Jewish unity, I am not saying easy things. I'm aware that we have different shittas. I want to speak them out because I don't want this just to be nice and comfortable Jewish unity. We have Yidden whose children are giving their lives to fight in the army. Incredible Yidden. And we have Yidden who feel that their families living with simplicity, they're learning Torah. They feel they're into armies. They feel for their children to go, they'll become not from. And they're living a certain simplicity, serving Hashem in their way. That's an extreme difference. We have different Shvatim with deep divide and differences. But deeper than all our differences, we're all Yidden. And we have what to learn from each other. We have incredible amounts to learn from each other. I was walking into the minyan in yeshiva, and I was walking with a bacher that I'm close to. We walked up to the minyan in yeshiva, and I went in and I prayed. And I noticed a very good guy, kind, fit, brilliant guy, kind, brutally honest. And this guy walks up to the minyan, says, "Have a great day, Rebbe," and leaves. After Shmoneh Esrei, I called him up and I said, "Could you come to shul? I need to ask you something." So he comes to shul. I said, "I notice you'll never pray with us. Why not? Why not? I just want to know. I'm not tining. I want to learn from you. Teach me. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please teach me." Very real person, a God-conscious person. We both walked up to shul. He walked away. We were talking to him. He was so nice, friendly. I went in and prayed and he left. He said, "Why didn't you pray?" I'm close to him. We're good friends. So he answered me honestly. He allowed me in. He said that prayer is a big deal. To talk to God is a big deal by me. He said, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know. He said in full sincerity, "I don't know. It's overwhelming. Something I take very serious. I don't know if I could do it." He said, "I have a lot of blockages." There was a deep honesty that he opened up me up to. I want to say in many ways, I promise he's closer to prayer than me. I promise you. He lives, Hashem is very real by him. He told me, he said, "If I could tell you, I went back to my previous school where there's detention for missing prayer, where you're forced." He said, "I went to prayer before Pesach." He said, "I went outside and started bawling like a baby. I felt my friends were being pushed away from real prayer because they were forced and I watched them lifeless." He said, "Prayer by me is a big deal. To talk to God is a big deal. I'm not just getting in there. You could do it. I go in there and I just space out for an hour. Excellent. Most days." He's not willing. Not willing to space out. He's very connected to prayer. He talks to God a lot. I want to teach him that it's okay to be human. And human beings space in and space out. And we're bigger than the angels. And their Kriya Shema that said before, ours is bigger. Ours is bigger. Our Kriya Shema is bigger than the angels. We mention their prayer because we want to say there's an absolute world of truth. And then we every once in a while could like space in and say, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." But we want to acknowledge that world of truth is always. And once in a while we get there, we enter. And that's much more precious, our world. And I want this bacher to know we're allowed to be human. I'll teach him we're allowed to be human. And he taught me that we're able to be angelic. That's what I saw in him. He taught me we're able to be angelic, to talk to Hashem. I'm not ready. I can't just, I can't right now. The realness, the honesty, the realness of Hashem. There was a Goyish thinker, a bacher showed me a video. There's a Goyish thinker. who speaks for a lot of the nations of the world. I saw a bacher showed me. Somebody asked him, "Do you believe in Hashem?" And he started crying. It looked like this bacher. This guy was a me'ein, of the tzaddik that I was zecher to meet. He started crying, "Believe in Hashem?" So I did something last night, 2 days ago. I could say yes, but I don't always live with that. And there's so much to learn, to study, to grab onto from every yid has so much to teach us. So much sincerity, so much honesty, so much truth that we can plug into every single yid. Our tasks on these days are to plug in. The big divides and the big, we have divisions. We have different aspects. Together we make up one people. Shammai and Hillel had very serious machlokes. Very. And the divisions had massive ramifications. And yet deeper than all our divisions, a yid and a yid, yidden. Two yidden. And together with our differences, serious differences that we'll yet argue about, but deeper than our divisions were yidden. Just yidden who have what to bring, who are needed. There's no yid who's extra. There's no yid who's not needed. There's no such thing as that. I say specific machleiksim and division because I don't want it just to be an empty speech of Jewish unity, and I don't want to sit and say we have it. All of us reach out to the chassid, reach out to the svard, Ashkenaz, each of us in our own lives. It can't just be a shallow pronouncement that's easy to rally behind. Jewish unity, sure, who's going to protest that? You and I have to bring in our own lives to make room for more, to make room for another. I love in the yeshiva the range that comes. There's a chassidish yeshiva, a satmar yeshiva in Williamsburg that comes to yeshiva a few times a year. They come down with bachram to the yeshiva, and there are people from all different maestas that come to the yeshiva. The first time they asked me to make some sort of tish for the satmar yeshiva, I said, "I have one condition, I'm bringing 50 guys from our yeshiva." So they said, "I video shidduchim, they're more shidduch conscious than I am. Shidduchim, they're worried." So I said, "I promise no videos." Now they gave up on that, they come to visit us, and we have habrangans together. All yidden, stop falling for superficial things. We have many man-made constructs you and I make. We call this one, this name, this one, that. A yid is made by God, is the only objective identification. Other things are man-made by us. What Hashem made is there's a yid. And Hashem loves Abaycher Ba'ama Yisrael Baba. He loves yidden. So I ask and I rally us all on these days. Before Kabbalah Satira, it's an amazing group here. Amazing people. You've come together on a Sunday night. Late on a Sunday night, you've come to study Torah together. So I ask everybody here, a rally, bring it to our lives. Not empty slogans, to our lives. Include that person. Reach out to that cousin who you feel, they're so different, their way. A yid belongs. Yidden belong together. We're one people. Everyone's necessary. Nobody's an extra. Include, pull in our own lives. Not as an empty slogan. Our own lives, each of us. Include another yid. Bring them in. Bring them in. Whatever that yid that you, it's not true. Don't fool. No superficial divisions. It's not true. A yid is necessary. A yid's wanted. There's space for you. Make space for another yid. They're needed, they're necessary. I wanted to sing two songs with the Chevra. There'll be more time with the Reitaira. I have somebody here, a friend. I only heard today he was coming. I want to ask him. I didn't tell him I was going to do this before. But he's a chassan. There's a chassan here. His name's Eli Dax. I'm going to ask Eli to come forward for a minute. If I start the song, Eli, it will be off key and off tune. Come, Eli. This is very illegal. First, the mazel tov to Chassan. So Eli will do it one time. Now, I want to sing Va'atem Tiuli. on Shabbos Kodesh is what's called the Yom HaMiyuchas, is the day Hashem told us, Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh. Atem Tiuli, each and every Yid, Atem Tiuli, you will be, each and every Yid is part of a Goy Kodesh Mamleches Kehanim. The unique specialness of Am Yisrael is the Avodah of these days. I want to sing this song together, but Ellie will go first. I'll sing with you. Maybe very quietly. Let's do it. Everybody, v'yatem. That was awesome. Hey, v'yatem. Hayte yule, hayte yule. Mamleches, thank you. Koyanim, hayte yule, hayte yule. Mamlechus koyanim, v'gai kadosh. Mamlechus koyanim, v'gai kadosh. V'yatem teyolim, mamlechus koyanim, v'gai kadosh. Mamlechus koyanim, v'gai kadosh, v'yatem teyolei, mamleches koyanim, v'gai kadosh. That was awesome. Mazel tov chassid. Thank you. I want to sing the Keliyata, but I think somebody's here that I haven't seen maybe since their chasna. Could be. Is that Mike Morgenstern? Could you come up? I want to introduce you to everybody, Mike. I won't make you sing the next song, Mikey. Don't worry. Amazing. If I can introduce, Mike and I are friends. We were in camp together going back, let's get the time, 30 years ago? We're both 27. I don't know how it can go so far. But we were in camp together 30 years ago. It could be in person. Have I seen since your past now?
Not 100% sure.
But we were extremely close friends. An entire year I was distracted, I'll be honest. That I said, that's Mike Morgenstern. So I called him up. Tonight's a night of unity. This is a season of Yidden coming together. This is a Yid who made a very big impression on me. I have a Becher in my house. That's a gift from Mike, together with brothers David Podemsky and Dov Okin. We were friends over 30 years ago, a group of guys that were very, very good friends in camp. And it's just, I wanted to publicly, I can greet him privately and after, but tonight's a night of Yidden belong together. Yidden are alike. We're one people, one beautiful people. Mike Morganton is an incredible person, incredible, incredible person. And I just am thankful to see him at tomorrow. What you did tonight is amazing. And I thank Mike. Are you here with your son? I'll get in deep trouble. Mike, I know, so I could start up. I won't make, what's your son's name?
Jake,
thank you for coming and bringing Dad. Thanks a ton. Great to see you. Thanks a ton.
Amazing, amazing.
I asked Michiel if that was embarrassing for Jake. Mike won't mind. Mike and I are friends. Jake's like, Dad, I told you we shouldn't go tonight. Jake wanted to come. That's for showing me. I see a beautiful Ventura. But I want to say that these words, Keliyat Vaideka, we're capable of absorbing the kindness of Hashem. Friendship is delightful. We formed a great friendship. We both like sports a lot. He looks like he could still play. I can't. But we formed a close connection, and I appreciate the kindness of Hashem. To me, it's Ashkacha of the whole night that I got to rebound with Mike Morrison. I will get, after we come down, I will get to meet Jake Bezer Hashem. I want to just really sing with everybody the words of the Balatanya, Keliyata Vaideka Lekairai Mecha, really absorbing the kindness of Hashem. We're all wanted. We're all wanted. We have to spread that and share that. Every single Yid is wanted. We have worlds to learn. We can't do it without one. The Yachad Natzeach. Yachad, we need everyone. I want to tell you a pshat. Before we sing Keliyat Vaideka, I want to tell you a pshat. Everybody knows Vayichan Shem Yisrael. Every a first grader, all of us know. Ke'esh Echad, B'lev Echad. There's a drasha in the Torah. It says, he was by our Sinai, singular. Now it should say, Vayachanu, they. So it means we were one. I would like Mike to share pshat. I don't know if you've ever heard. Because the simple understanding is Klal Yisrael was called one. We were so unified. I don't think that's the true pshat. I don't think that's the true pshat. I'd like to share what I think the true pshat is. I'd like to say as follows. That he was by Har Sinai means as follows. I went to visit an out-of-town community, and a Rebbe said, the guys in my shir are tough on each other. They put each other down, and I'm begging them to have unity. What should I do? So I told him, I have a pet thing. You could ask all day for unity. There's a condition necessary, and it's going to come at a great expense to you. We like in our schools sometimes that the kids compete. He is a top guy. She's an incredible girl. We like the competition to bring some results. If you want true unity, the only true unity is that everybody counts and is necessary. If you have a law school and we all compete, 60% graduate, the other 40, it's a curve. You can't ask the kids in the school to be best friends. They're competition. You're pretend, you're fake. If you say, why don't you all get along? Because he or she is my enemy. I said the only way in your classroom that could have honest unity is if you legitimately respect every kid. Now it's going to have a cost. A guy once told me, you're dangerous. You're mechabed, somebody struggling. So what motive do people have to do great? Don't you have to earn the respect? And the answer is that's absurd. A Yid by his nature, by her nature, deserves to be respected. It's not conditional on performance. A Yid is precious. The deepest place of performance is because you know who you are. It's because you know who you are. That's the deepest place of performance. You know who you are. That brings to the most sincere and authentic performance. Before Kabbalah Satira, we are told, Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kanavig HaKadosh. Shouldn't we be told that after we do something? Before Kabbalah Satira, we're told how precious we are. Atem Tiuli Mamleches Kanavig HaKadosh. A condition for unity is that we need every Yid as something we need that we can't do without. That's the backdrop of unity. So Vayichan Sham, he dwelled. You know how many people are by our Sinai? One. Every yid counts. Every yid counts. That's the Tanai necessary for Kabbalah Satayra. She was by our Sinai. It doesn't make a difference to anybody else. You were there. It makes no difference. To you. Guys ask, how many guys in yeshiva? I promise you, I don't know the number of how many guys. I asked the secretary, I asked my partner, mix things up, trick me, write fake names. I never, ever want to hear the number of guys in yeshiva, ever. How many in yeshiva? One guy's in yeshiva. I came tonight with the only bachur in the yeshiva, one. I don't want a number. He was by our Sinai, one. That's the backdrop of unity. Is that one person, everybody was a yachid. Everybody was a yachid. That's the backdrop of unity. So I wanted to share that pshat, but I'd like to sing with the chevra. I won't make Ellie come back up for this one. But maybe we'll think of a different song. Mikey will have him sing. But I'd like to sing the Balatanya's tune, Keliyata Vaideka, the absorption that Hashem, the Lashon is not Eli Kenu, it's Keli, my God. Kaylee, my dream for my own children, for every guy in yeshiva, for all of Am Yisrael, is not just to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, to say Kaylee, my God. He wants me. I have a personal connection. I am necessary. Kaylee, when I chap that I am necessary, Vaideka, I thank you. I absorb that independent love Hashem has for me. And Elokei, and the difficult thing, Arai Memeka, I have faith. Keliyata v'yoydeka v'yeloikai roi nemekai keliyata v'yoydeka v'yeloikai
Yeah, like I had a
hoy kele hato ve yayda ka yeloy kayaro memeko. Avi, you think I can call up the chassan one more time for another song? Eli, can you come back? Is the Kala here also?
Yes.
Where's the Kala? Oh, Mazel Tov, Kala. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. You think I could ask Ellie for one more song, Kala? Ah, there you go. Now I'm making Shalom Bayis problems. I'm causing problems all day. That's for Shalom. You tell me when you're saying this.
Honestly, I'm drawing a blank. Whatever everyone wants. Yeah, we do that. It's easy. It's nice.
You like her?
Yeah.
You want a mic?
No. Just
hold
my hand.
Oh,
yeah, an everlasting love. I have loved you, for this I have drawn you with my love, an everlasting love. I have loved you, for this I have drawn you. And the hillsides will fade away, but my love for you will not end. The mountains will crumble, and the hillsides will fade away, but my love for you will not end. An everlasting love, I have loved you, for this I have drawn you with my love. An everlasting love, I have loved you, for this I have drawn you with my love. The mountains will crumble, and the hillsides will fade away, but my love for you will not end. The mountains will crumble, and the hillsides will fade away, but my love for you will not end.
I wanna end. I first wanna thank again. I wanna thank everybody for coming. Incredible. You didn't come out on a Sunday night before Yantiv, incredible. Thank every single person for coming. I thank Tamara for pulling this Megalwin Schuss Al Yidei Zakei. I'm hoping the whole crowd should come together B'Karav to dance at a very happy Chasna. So I really thank everybody for coming. I want to close that Kabbalah Satira, Yidden were learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs before Har Sinai. The Avos, it's open Rashi, it's open Chazal. The Avos were keeping Torah. So what changed at Har Sinai? What changed? Yidden were keeping Torah and mitzvahs. There were Pesach Storim, there was Tefillin. And it's Mivur and Svarim that what changed is there was no such a thing as a Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. The angels didn't protest before Kabbalah Satorah. Why weren't they mad Avram Avinu was studying Torah and living it? Yitzchak, Yankiv Avinu. What changed by our Sinai is the frail human in the physical world we could take. There was no such thing as a chefzeh shel mitzvah. The Midrashim HaMivur, Yaakov Avinu's tefillin was the stick. It didn't. The chefzeh, the item, didn't matter. A human being always was able to go up there. What changed is Hashem came down to the mountain. That's what changed. In our physical, frail, complicated world, you and I, human beings, with all our frailty, with all our physicality, Torah belongs to us. And we're capable of having an honest and sincere moment. That's Kabbalah Satira. You and I are built for this. You and I are built for this. We're meant for it. The crown of Torah is tefillin. My favorite mitzvah is tefillin. In Yeshiva Bayas, I don't care if a guy gets up 2 minutes before Shkia. He comes to the Beis Medrash and he puts on his tefillin. I promise nobody will say a word, just respect. He puts on his tefillin. A yid comes throughout the day. It's gorgeous to see guys coming throughout the day. Come anytime, morning, afternoon, evening, and put on your crown of tefillin. A yid is shayach to Torah, every yid. Tefillin is the crown of Torah. A yid is shayach to Torah. A yid is born for Torah. A yid shayach to the service of Hashem. Probably the biggest challenge of our generation, I say probably, I think it's the biggest challenge of our generation, a lot of shame, a sense of impossible. We've all seen, we've been exposed, we've done, there's a massive, in cult foods, I see Yisrael, there's a massive amount of sense of shame. We're a generation that's been exposed, we've all seen. And the sense of puzzle, it's a bunch of hogwash. A yid is precious. A yid is pure. That place exists in us. Pure sincerity. And we're capable of serving Hashem. A sincere moment. We can miss this, struggle with that, and capable, a human being. Angels are always there, but that's not who Hashem wants. He wants us. The angels protest this. They're in shock of this. But bye to the angels, hello to the human being. The human, the frail human who plugs in and says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad. The frail human who shows up Shabbos and has to give his Shalom Aleichem to the angels. We are here. We are wanted and we are here. So I say to us all, there's room for you and I. Make room for all Yidden. Make room for Yid. He's needed. She's wanted. She's essential. Every single Yid. We should be zeichet to see Aramas Karen Yisroel. We should see all Yidden safe. All Yidden in our embrace. All Yidden by us. Safe, healthy, refuah to kol chayli Yisroel. A freeing. The matter assumes should free all the Jewish prisoners. We should be zeichet to see Yidden all together holding hands, singing Va'atam Tili Mamlechas Kehan and the Goy Kaddish, a precious, happy, excited, healthy people. Have a wonderful Yantiv. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.